Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Grant's Canal. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings Wikipedia to your ears, one fascinating page at a time. Today, we're diving into a little-known relic of the American Civil War, Grant's Canal. This is a tale of military strategy, sheer human will, and the relentless force of nature. In the spring of 1863, the American Civil War was in full throttle. Union General Ulysses S. Grant, a name many of you will recognize, sought to capture the Confederate stronghold of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Overlooking the Mississippi River, Vicksburg was a crucial pinch point for control of vital supply lines. The city's advantageous high ground and artillery made a direct assault nearly suicidal. So what does a brilliant military mind do when faced with an impregnable fortress? He tries to beat nature itself. Grant's plan was ambitious and audacious: to dig a canal across the DeSoto Peninsula's neck, allowing Union ships passage beyond the guns of Vicksburg. Picture this: a 1.8-mile canal, about 60 feet wide, painstakingly excavated by the hands of tens of thousands of soldiers and, tragically, enslaved African Americans forced into labor. This was no small feat, especially back in the 1860s without the heavy machinery we have today. It was a monumental task that quickly became a quagmire, literally, as flooding and disease plagued the workers. Have you ever attempted something so challenging that it seemed nature itself was working against you? That's exactly what happened with Grant's Canal. The water levels weren't cooperating. The Mississippi River was uncharacteristically calm during this time, which made it difficult for the diggers to ensure water would actually flow through the canal once completed. To add to the irony, when the river did eventually flood, it did so with a vengeance. We're talking a deluge that washed away much of the work that had been done. Think about spending months shoveling dirt only to see it washed away within hours. Entire embankments, camps, and supply depots, all gone. It must have felt like the earth itself was resisting this human intervention. Now, for those of you steeped in Civil War history, we know things rarely went according to plan, and Grant's Canal was no exception. After two failed attempts, and with the intense summer heat taking its toll, the idea was eventually abandoned as an impractical venture. You may be wondering, what was the result of all this Herculean effort? After all, overcoming Vicksburg was vital to the Union's strategy. Well, Grant pivoted. He found another way. With a military campaign that included crossing the river further south and approaching Vicksburg from the east, he eventually besieged the city, which succumbed on July 4, 1863. This victory, concurrent with the Union victory at Gettysburg, was a turning point in the war. Grant's Canal is a testimony to the boundless human striving to achieve a strategic advantage, no matter how daunting the natural and logistical obstacles. Today, what remains of Grant's Canal is a piece of history, an incomplete waterway partially filled with water during high river stages, leaving us to ponder the what-ifs of history. Imagine you're there on the banks of the Mississippi, looking at the remnants of this canal. It's 160 years later, and the muggy Mississippi air is filled with the echoes of the past. Do you feel a pang of respect for those who toiled? Or perhaps, do you reflect on the futility of the effort? Let's pause for just a second to consider the myriad of untold stories etched into the very landscape we walk upon. It's also worth thinking about the ethical dimensions of projects like Grant's Canal. The use of enslaved people to build military fortifications raises deep moral questions about the human cost of warfare and engineering feats. How does that shape our understanding of historical achievements? In our modern context, what responsibilities do we have to ensure progress doesn't come at the expense of human dignity and fairness? Grant's Canal may not be one of the Civil War's most celebrated landmarks, but its story is nonetheless instructive. It's a reminder that among our greatest plans and cleverest designs, success is far from guaranteed, and sometimes the most persistent adversary is nature itself. In our current age, we often believe we can bend the world to our will with technology and innovation. But the story of Grant's Canal challenges us to acknowledge the limits of our control and the unpredictable twists of fate. So when you finish listening to this episode, I invite you to do something. Go to Wikipedia and search for Grant's Canal. Spend some time with the rich historical tapestry woven through texts and images. Then, perhaps visit a local historical site and take a moment to ponder not just the visible history, but also the unseen stories and quiet dramas that unfolded there. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the annals of civil engineering and military history. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the past, don't forget to share your thoughts and insights. What piece of history captivates you? What local remnant of the past deserves a closer look? Share your experiences and join the conversation with #Wikipodia. Till next time, keep digging into history, sometimes literally, like the soldiers of the Union Army, and you too might unearth stories rich with lessons for our present and future.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Grant's Canal. Thanks for listening. See you next time.